I preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn nicotine and the temptations of Eve.
No parking by the sewer sign, hot dog, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade, nobody knows what it's all about, it's too much, man, let it all hang out. Upside down, my TV's on the blink. Made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt, keep open mind, let it all hang out. Big brown moon, how does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out.
Let it all hang
out. Let it
out.
All hang out.
At our website, krvs.org.
Let it all hang out.
And after we let it all hang out,
let it all hang out,
we're gonna make it funky. Alan Tusaw from Dirty Rice on a Saturday night. Lee and Bill on 88.7.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on, yeah. Everything I do gonna be funky from now on. Just to be myself and to do my thing, a little soul can't do no harm, yeah. Cause everything I do gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Everything gonna be funky,
yeah,
from now on,
yeah, yeah.
Everything I do gonna be funky,
yeah,
from now on,
yeah, yeah.
Some may say that I've got no class, but I'm doing what I wanna do. So groove with me if you can, or just do what you can do. Oh, shucks. Why you, the house on fire. Why you, the house on fire.
Everything I do gon' be funky from now on, yeah. Everything I do gon' be funky from now on,
yeah. Never before have I felt so good just being natural me. Minor hang-ups and minor ties, but deep inside I'm free. So let your hair down and get down with it. Can say what's right or wrong. Yeah, everything I do gonna be funky from now on. Yeah,
everything I do gonna be funky,
yeah,
from now on.
Yeah, yeah,
everything I do gonna be funky,
yeah,
from now on. Yeah. Everything I do gonna be funky from now on. Everything I do gon' be funky from now on.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything I do gon' be funky,
yeah,
from now on. from now on. Everything I do.
Dirty Rice and our website, where you can pledge right now at krvs.org and get some great swell premiums. For $75, you get the KRVS Classic Tee or the Women's Tee, a Blues Box Tee, a ball cap, a mug, or a KRVS onesie. Also, we've got this great CD here from Louis Michaud, Mammoth Waltz, for $125. You can get that, or a World Cafe CD, or a KRVS package, a mug and T-shirt. Simple, by going to the website at krvs.org. Eddie Lang, Troubles, Troubles.
Trouble, 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 trouble.
Pretty sad. I know, friend, but gotta admit, the woman is a boss, but brother, that's it all. Tired of running, la la. The last time learning, oh yeah. If you can't treat a daughter, a woman's gonna have a way. Yeah, yeah, a woman's gonna have a way. Yeah, yeah, a woman's gonna have a way. Yeah, yeah, a woman's gonna have a way.
Jimmy Donnelly, and a woman's going to have her way. Would you agree with that, Bill?
Yes, I would. There's nothing you can do. You are not going to win that argument.
Yeah, or it's a good chauvinist thing to say, anyhow.
Yes, ma'am.
A woman's going to have her way. I don't know. I know a lot of spoiled guys out there, too, so... Well, Bill, thanks for dropping in this evening. You know, I dropped in on
Dirty
noontime
Rice.
Dirty Rice
yeah,
this past Wednesday,
much.
And now here we are again together. So, yeah, this is fine. It's less work for me.
Someone else to...
Speaking of which, I got to roll, put a little music in our background there. With a little Jesse Hill, the instrumental of Oop Papa Doo, Part 2. Part 2.
Jesse Hill, that was... he is the grandfather of... Trombone Shorty,
really?
Troy Andrews,
wow.
And also James Andrews they're both out of New Orleans. I know y'all have heard of Trombone Shorty.
Well, you were talking about him earlier. Didn't you open up the show with a Trombone Shorty? You talked about a new Trombone Shorty cut?
No, I was talking about
was that Cecil
Soul Rebels.
Play?
Well, Cecil might have played.
Maybe Cecil played it. But
played Trombone Shorty, yes.
The seconds
definitely.
Are turning into minutes here and so forth. But we want people to call or go to the website. That's
actually, go to the website. Since this is a Saturday night, we'd like you to go to krvs.org. krvs.org. We've got a brand new, recently redesigned website. And you can pledge safely and securely. Pledge some money to KRVS. Keep us going on Saturday night. I've been doing Dirty Rice for about 14 years or so.
That
every
long?
Other Saturday mm-hmm. night. Yes, that long. Doesn't seem like it, believe me. It really does not. But one of the constants is you listeners out there. Y'all are the support. Y'all support KRVS. And we appreciate your donations. If you've, say you've already received your renewal card in the mail, please go ahead and fill that out and send it on in to us. If you have not joined KRVS before, well, check us out on the World Wide Web at krvs.org. We're going to ask you on this Saturday evening to pledge safely and securely online at krvs.org, the website. Or you can call us on Monday, any day during the week, during regular business hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 337-482-5787. That is 482-KRVS.
And for the Lake Charles folks, would that help for the to have the toll-free number?
Yes, it would.
Which I have at my disposal here in just a moment.
It's an 800 number, which means you are not going to pay any money for that telephone
Ta-da.
Call. The 1-800 number, toll-free number from anywhere in the United States. This is during regular business hours. Saturday evening, well, we may not be answering the phone. 1-800-892-6827. That toll-free number, 1-800-892-6827.
Oh, Bill, and I forgot to mention, Judith had told me that in addition to the Mammoth Waltz, the Louis Michaud CD, did you bring it in here?
Cause yes, I did.
Didn't we want to play a cut? I got some other stuff lined up, but I don't know if you need to split real soon or what's the...
No, I'm going to hang out for a little while and go...
But anyhow, Judith told me in addition to that CD, for $125, you can also get it's a DVD that... T. Gallo, Connie Castile produced that. So that's another option when you pledge $125. The pledge, any amount is graciously accepted, and we give you a little premium just as a little
thank you.
Tip of the hat, a little thank you for contributing. But really, we are heartfelt appreciation goes for that that money, which goes to pay for the air conditioning, the electricity at the transmitter. That thing really consumes the power for sure, now that we've got the HD and so forth. So it's not a cheap thing to run a radio station.
Broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Right on, right on. And a little, remember I told you about the Boogie Kings in the background here with some Eleanor Rigby? It's a CD there. You can, you, and maybe you can turn that sucker off so it doesn't jump the, there we go. Saturday night at the radio for fundraiser, 88.7 and HD radio. So how's things in Baton Rouge these days?
Still there as far as
still
I
there.
Can tell.
All right. But
a lot of things been going on. You know, this is the festival season. We had
that's right.
Excuse me. We had the Baton Rouge Blues Festival this past.
Okay, who all did you get to see?
Oh boy!
Do you remember any? Can you?
Yes, I do. I didn't make the whole thing because I had to come over here and do a little Dirty Rice action on that Saturday evening, last Saturday evening myself. So the headliner I missed was Johnny Winter.
Wow.
And I also missed Henry Gray and Little Buck Senegal actually playing, though they did have a new feature where they were having lectures up in the House of Representatives chamber in the old state capitol. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've not come to Baton Rouge and gone to either your new state capitol or your old state capitol, you owe it to yourself. These are fine buildings. They're drenched in history.
What about the old parking garage that was converted and now it's the performance center downtown?
They have
downtown?
Done that. Yeah, they have.
By the riverside?
Yeah, it's down on Lafayette Street, and they have converted that. That's where the Manship Performing
That's
Arts
it.
Theater is. That is a very fine little venue, about 350 seats. And even if you are sitting in the top row of the top balcony, you are still literally looking down on the stage.
It's a good seat everywhere.
A good seat everywhere at the Manship, yes.
They've got that really nice, I guess it's still there, that cast iron with the rivets water tower.
That's an old water tower.
Yeah, that's
still
neat.
There.
And then you've got a little bit further, the trains. Do they still have the trains?
The trains got taken away from, they went to a new home.
Okay, so they didn't get
they
scrapped.
They did not get scrapped, no.
But, yeah, downtown, I lived in downtown Baton Rouge for about a year, and it was an interesting city.
Yes.
And a lot of historical, like you said, the old state capitol, the new state capitol, the barracks, the Pentagon barracks.
The Pentagon
there?
Barracks, and you also have the Arsenal Museum.
The Arsenal.
On the
that's
on
pretty
the grounds
old.
Of
that's,
the state capitol. That
1700,
dates back
late 1700s,
to,
maybe?
Yeah.
So, but all that aside.
I brought it up, the old state capitol, Henry Gray.
The performance, the talk.
Yeah, the Henry Gray gave a lecture, in the interview, and also Johnny Allen. I didn't realize that until I got up in there and said, oh, yeah, Johnny Allen's getting interviewed. I went, I'm there.
So did you get to talk to him or hear him?
I got to talk to him, yes.
Yeah.
I saw some of his interview and did speak with him for a while afterwards.
Did he sing any
over
the course of the Blues Festival?
No.
Now, I heard, I think that was a repeat show, but Tony Joe White was there one year?
A couple of years.
I'm sure you saw him.
Oh, by all means.
Yeah.
I see Tony Joe. He's an integral part of, I know, my Dirty Rice and your Dirty Rice, too.
I went to the show, two or three years ago at Grant Street? You were there, weren't you, for Tony? It was just a
little it was Tony Joe White and a little Band of Gold, I believe.
You're right.
That was a Sunday evening show. Man, that was great.
And he seemed so laid back. You know, he wasn't pretentious, but a little to himself. But once he started playing, it was like, you could sort of see where he was coming from.
Straight out of the swamp in North Louisiana.
Yeah, he wasn't like a big ego type of guy. Oak Grove. If you Google Oak Grove, there's like about three of them in the state, but he's the one up in the north.
It's up northeast of, it's over to the east of, north of Monroe and to the east of Bastrop. Somewhere, I can't remember exactly what parish it's
but
in.
He's got that that song, Saturday Night in Oak Grove, and what you do is you come home and you shave and put some clean clothes on, and then you go drive around the Dairy Queen with your pickup truck and your glass pack mufflers. That sounds like something they'd have done in Oak Grove or Gina or Marksville or Bunky or any place where the little small town, at least they've got the Dairy Queen for the kids to hang out on a Saturday night,
It sounds like Opelousas.
Or that. Yeah. But yeah, Tony Joe White, he's kind of one of the guys that you know, really enjoy playing him because he's so original, and maybe that's why he's not like a national, a total big phenom.
Where he's huge in Europe.
I think Europe was the one that broke the record. The Poke Salad Annie, they had sent some copies overseas, and all of a sudden the record distributor Monument started getting these calls like, "We need more copies of the Poke Salad Annie." So what's going on here? And they were just flying off the shelves in France. And then so the United States DJ said, "Well, let's give this a spin." And a few big stations started playing it, and it took off, you know. And the rest is music history.
And he wrote "Rainy Night in Georgia."
Oh gosh,
Brooke Benton covered that, and that's all she wrote from there.
And look at John Fred and had that huge Judy in Disguise in, what, 68? Knocked the Beatles out of the first place spot.
From what Fred told me when he met the Beatles, they were sort of standoffish towards him because of that.
Really?
It's like, this is the guy that knocked us out of the number one spot. And then he told me he knew Slim Harpo, and everything changed after that. They found out he knew Slim Harpo, and he said it was kind of hard getting them detached from his leg after that.
Wow. Interesting. But yeah, we got such a treasure trove of musical stories in, when I say we, state of Louisiana, not just you and I personal. So did we want to spin one of the Louis cuts up now? Or
because whatever.
I had some Aaron Neville to play, but we can...
go ahead and
Aaron Neville,
and then we can queue up one of these, this brand new Lost Bayou Ramblers CD has just come out. It's called Mammoth Waltz. If you choose to pledge at the $125 level to KRVS, you can choose that as your premium. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you know what they say, Bill, you never can tell. Or it just goes to show you.
It was a teenage wedding and a hopeful vision where you could see that Pierre did truly love a mademoiselle. And now the young children and the dancer from the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It's gonna show you never can tell. It's running off an apartment with a two-room rover sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But with the air from work, the little money coming worked out well. Say the old folks, you're gonna show you never can tell. They had a high-five phone, boy, did he let it blast. 700 little records, all rockin' rhythm and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. Say la vie, say the old folks, you're gonna show you never can tell. To the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. You're gonna show you never can tell. They had a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You can see that the air is truly lovely mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and the dancer from the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It's gonna show you never can tell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It's gonna show you never can tell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It's gonna show you never can tell.
You never can tell. Don't take it for granted. You never know until it's all over, until the show is over. Just like Bill and I were looking at the new Mammoth Waltz CD, and there's a track on there which has Scarlett Johansson on there. So I have to talk to Louis. Like, how did they line that up? Man, that is something. That's interesting.
Got Dr. John's on this record too, and Gordon Gano from Violent Femmes, I believe.
Wow,
was the band that he was in. Yeah, I can remember reading a little bit about Louis. We need to get you in here, man. You need to come do a in studio interview. And tell us about this brand new record, Mammoth Waltz, from the Lost Bayou Ramblers. Highly anticipated. They put out the Bastille single a few months ago. Played the heck out of that. And the Givers remix also. I do not see the Givers remix on here. So, hey, look, y'all hold on to those vinyl copies of the Bastille single.
What label put that out? Do you remember?
Well, it was on
Gin or
no. It was on whatever this Lost Bayou Ramblers records,
okay.
I guess, whatever Bayou Perdue records. That's what this record's on.
You know, vinyl's coming back.
Vinyl is coming back. There are vinyl specialty stores, I know, in Baton Rouge, and there's a number of them in New Orleans. So mm-hmm. You don't got to go all the way to New Orleans. You can come to Baton Rouge.
I think maybe one of the box stores, it has a certain section. Maybe they might have a few
edition. Yes. Mm-hmm. I understand that some of those stores are starting to bookstores, and they're starting to carry vinyl records
now,
also.
Let me ask you this.
They're not cheap like they used to be, they're all 180-gram vinyl,
premium vinyl.
Yeah.
The best you can get. And a lot of the vinyl was maybe recycled, so it had some impurities in it or so forth.
Yeah, bad pressings.
Yeah.
And the needle would not track in the groove or it'd skip out.
If you notice, some of these, like these here, Verves, they'll play forever, but some of those Columbias, after you cue them up a couple of times, they'll get real frosty.
Well, these are 45s, and the grooves on 45s are about three lanes wide.
Compared to
the LPs, yeah.
Now, I was going to ask you something, too, about the vinyl. We talked about Louis and, KRVS.org. That's where you need to go to get to our website to make a pledge. It'll come back to me, that thought.
Yeah.
It was about the music scene and how do we keep doing it or how does it happen and so on and so forth.
By you going out there and supporting live music and your bands, you know, we are getting into festival season, and we do have a huge live free festival here in Lafayette, and a lot of the big festivals in Baton Rouge are also free, but they can't, they depend on your support.
Well, they're not really free, but there's no cost to get
there's
in,
no
but
cover
somebody's
charge.
Paying for it. There's underwriters. There's
the underwriters.
You look at all the volunteers that help out for festival, and like here, we have our folks answering the phones and stuffing the coffee mugs to put the packing, the stickers on there, the addresses and so forth to get them out.
It's a team effort in a lot of cases, especially with your public radio stations such as KRVS, and we depend on you for support, and we bring you the programming. I know you've come to depend on a lot of the programming throughout the year. What would you do if we weren't here?
I was thinking about that myself. When you and I Wednesday, what radio would I listen to if they weren't public radio? And it's like I could tolerate just small segments of commercial radio, but sometimes it is really so predictable and so repetitive. And
You're definitely not going to get the predictable, repetitive stuff here on KRVS.
No.
You may hear a lot of the same new music when it comes out. I'm sure Lost Bayou Ramblers
has been getting a lot of play. When All Frost Say, remember, it came out, that got a lot of play.
That got a lot of play, but we weren't all playing the same song. You listen to commercial radio, you're going to hear the same Britney Spears song at least once an hour if it's hot.
And maybe since this is Dirty Rice, I was thinking, you know, maybe every now and then we should spin a Britney Spears just to let people know what they're missing or what they're not missing.
Well, technically she's from, you know, she's from in Kentwood.
Right. So it's
over there in the Florida parishes if you're a little lax on your Louisiana geography.
So but, it's an Louisiana artist. It would work. Yeah, it would work. But
we're more rootsy here.
Yeah, more of the grass level, fiddle, guitar, simple arrangements. Except now, like this new Louis Michaud thing with Scarlett Johansson and Dr. John, they've really gone high production values on that. And we were trying to decide what that instrument was on that cut that you had played earlier.
And we
got sidetracked, and we'll get to it. Well, look, what do you say we'll roll that? What's the number six is, what's the title of it?
With Scarlett Johansson, this is going to be Koto Guidry.
Wow.
Coteau Guidry.
We want to find out, did she have to learn to speak French also to do this song? Dirty Rice with Lee and Bill. Go to the website, make a pledge at krvs.org. Ramblers,
man, yeah. Little band of gold. They played for Live After Five in Baton Rouge.
How long ago?
It was the day before the Baton Rouge Blues Festival.
Because remember, for Christmas, we had the Christmas show, Little Band of Gold.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and it was a good show. It was a good show. Warren Storm was on point, man. That guy is something else. Talking about energy, remember we were talking about Dr. John, mm-hmm. Where does he get it, and how does he just keep coming back and coming back? Well, he does. So the Mammoth Waltz is what we heard, Bill, and...
That was the name of the CD. The tune was Koto Guidry from Mammoth Waltz.
Now, I don't know Koto Guidry, but that's not the one. Okay.
That's yours.
Do you have the cover for it?
For what?
For the Lost by You. There they are. Okay, yeah, there they are. So you can get that for
There's so much stuff on this desk right now that we're not sure. We're being pushed out of the room by all the stuff.
And plus we have an extra added party in here. So I wonder who's going to be on the lineup for some of the... You're talking about the festival time of year. Had you heard any lineups being released anytime soon for different events or nothing? You know, who's coming to town?
Well, I can tell you one thing right here. I'm going to pick up this microphone just like this, and this man... No, I didn't mean to do it that way. Oh, boy.
There we go.
This is live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Don't we just love this? Please welcome to the studio, Papa Dirty Rice, Todd Mouton, who's going to tell us a little bit about Ballfall Week.
That's right. It's great to be here.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for coming in.
Wow. Yeah. Three Dirty Rice hosts in one location never before
occurred. That's right.
That's amazing. Yeah. And it's great to be here with you guys, Lee and Bill. And, yeah, we're on the sort of eve of the Dewey Ballfall Week. We're up at Chico State Park starting Friday. It's a week-long thing, day and night. There are great dances every night, only $5. Friday night, Ballfall Toujours kicks it off. Saturday, we've got a festival all day, including a traditional boucherie, a heritage stage, with artists including Cos Fontenot and Friends and Yvette Landry and David Greeley. We've got a jam tent going and a great dance band lineup, big hardwood dance floor under a gigantic 60 by 120 tent, very beautiful. Very easy to find, Chico State Park. And during the week, if you want to take any classes or anything like that, you can just come on out, sign up, have lunch, study fiddle or accordion or guitar. And, you know, the fees and all that are the forms. If you want to look ahead to the schedule, lafolkroots.org. You can find it on our website.
And our website is krvs.org if you want to make a pledge. They do want to make a pledge, right, Todd?
Louisiana Folk Roots, everyone involved with Louisiana Folk Roots pledges to keep KRVS the number one button on their radio in perpetuity.
Thank you. Very great.
Thank you.
And I challenge everyone out there to reset your radio buttons. If they're not already number one button, it's not already KRVS. If that's not your default position, you need to take a long, hard look at yourself and make a change.
Todd, how long has it been since you've been spinning records at KRVS? When did you finish up your shows?
I briefly appeared for the Dirty Rice 10th anniversary, and it's now the Dirty Rice 20th anniversary.
You did for that, too.
And I briefly appeared for that, but it's...
But you did the show regular way back in the early 2000s or late 1990s?
Oh, no, we started in, I think it was 91.
91. So you were the one that created it.
Robert Broussard and I put it together. We alternated, and then we were inspired by Carl Fontenot, his Louisiana music show, and then at some point in there... Carl kind of came back in the mix, and then Bill came into the mix, and then Lee came into the mix.
I came into the mix, and, well, it's been a mix, all right. So
it's been a mess.
I keep forgetting I need something here.
Well,
keep
the cue
talking,
cards are
guys.
Over on that. The cue cards
Thank
are over
you.
On that side of the studio. If you're,
yeah, it's been a long, interesting ride for sure. What kind of music were you playing back then? That's one of the things I could ask you, Todd.
I think the name was a good friend came up with the name, and the idea was just that you could anything can make rice dirty and dirty variety of metaphors you can work there. And
now you don't want to know what goes in some of them dirty rice dishes.
Exactement. And so we were always just kind of trying to play stuff from or inspired by Louisiana or things that were happening here locally or connected, but the gamut, one of the funnest things we would do sometimes is we would play, Pete would give us like a top three of the week.
For the Cajun morning lineup?
And then Herb Wilts would give us a top three of the week from Zydeco et Pasale. And so we'd kind of mix that in with some other stuff. So we had a little chart situation.
Even back then, you were experimenting with not just sticking to bands of the rock kind of variety, sort of like the Radiators or the Iguanas. You were branching out into, like I would play some Al Terry.
Absolutely.
Which brings me to, I have a sealed Al Terry. No, it's not this album here, sealed, and...
It was placed under seal by the courts, from what I understand.
Should I bust it open and play it, or just save it because it might be worth more sealed?
I
say play it. Huh?
I open them and play them, but I don't want to say we get a two-thirds majority.
Yeah.
It's really sealed?
What would you do, Bill? Not this one. It's at the house.
Oh, the one at the house? Oh, then play one to play, one to keep for
but
posterity.
But it's not the... it's not this... I have the Lalu open. It's a hickory. It's a... Index Records. It's one that's not quite as common that's sealed, and I don't have it on 45. It's the only thing I have,
so
I may
have
to... That's
like some 1960s air inside that container?
It could be. They've done that with bringing core samples out to see about climate change and do research on that, so maybe before I bust it open, we could
Get a scientist
in
involved.
A dome, yeah, and bring it to the biology department. But, yeah, so that's good to know that, that you guys, so how long did you continue to do that with the top three?
We did that for a while, yeah. And we did a lot of fun stuff. I mean, I think the amazing thing, I actually found a tape the other day, a cassette, and it, we did a theme on church, and we played a song from Galactic's first album that had just come out. They were live in studio guest, and then we played some Sky Church, which was some Hendrix, and that was, Bill certainly is keeping that thread going strong, and we even played some Jerry Garcia Band stuff, so,
So, hey. And the beat goes on the Dirty Rice Show. Well, Todd, thanks for coming in, and again, for folks interested in the festival out at Chico, the website is
LaFolkRoots, LaFolkRoots.org, and please call up and pledge and support this great radio station.
Thank you so much. Bill, we've got the Michael Juan Nunez. I know you've played some stuff from it. Any
yeah.
suggested cut for this evening? Because I have not auditioned it. I've just heard it. And let's see.
We want one
with the horns, with the E-Rat horns for sure. We want,
That'll be number four, Lemonade. Yeah. Michael Juan came on. He was kind enough to take the drive up from E-Rat this last Saturday night to sit in live with us, brought his dobro with him, and gave us a couple of live tunes.
It was a good show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you got to tune in. Hopefully you folks out there tuned in also. Would have had a rerun today at noon, but we were asked to come in and do it live on Wednesday, which we did, and we're here on Saturday evening yet again. But he brought in the new CD and talked a good bit about it, and the number four track was the one that he really wanted to focus on. It's called Lemonade, and he's got some horn. He's got a horn section that was put together on here, and I'm looking for the
Like two high school students in the band.
A couple of high school students
and
a band director.
Instructor from E-Rath High, E-Rath Middle School?
I'm pretty sure it's E-Rath High School. E-Rath High.
High school, yeah. Well, let's roll it then.
Yeah.
But first, and also don't forget to go to KRVS.org.
KRVS.org. This is Michael Juan Nunez from My Little Train Wreck, Lemonade.
If you can wait till Friday when I get paid, get you every other dollar I made. But if you want it now, well, I'm afraid you're trying to squeeze lemons out of lemonade. Give me that green old Pinot, boogie down in New Orleans. Now I don't wanna lose my tail. Can't you see I'm too big to fail? You wait till Friday when I get paid. I'll send you every other dollar I made. But if you want it now, well, I'm afraid I'm trying to squeeze lemons out of lemonade. If you want squeeze lemons out of
those horns. Love those horns. The E-Rat horns with Michael Juan Nunez. Brand new CD, My Little Train Wreck. Wow, that's some actual trains there wrecking.
Yeah, and if you look at, you flip it on the back side, that's the railroad depot here in Lafayette.
Okay. Old Sunset Limited pulling in. Well, that's right. It's Saturday nights. There's no trains. Tomorrow, the train comes in from Los Angeles, gets to Lafayette, gets to New Iberia, if it's on time, about 10:45 Sunday morning. So I guess Lafayette should get here right, like around 10:15.
That's right. The timetable, it's a timetable when you're on the train. I've taken the Sunset Limited.
How far did you get?
I rode from New Orleans to Los Angeles, Los Angeles to San Francisco.
I've taken
the entire Southwest route.
We see. I've gone from San Francisco to L.A. and L.A. to New Iberia.
Okay.
Sunset Limited.
Well, actually, the train that runs between San Francisco and Los Angeles.
It's a different train. Yeah.
That's the Coast Star Line.
Right. That I didn't mean to say I took the Sunset Limited. Yeah. I took the Coast Star Line, and you follow the coast. It's a beautiful trip there.
Man. You go through Vandenberg Air Force Base. And even the highway doesn't do that. You're literally riding on the edge of the cliff,
man.
Going,
yes.
Please, we don't want to have an earthquake because I don't want to fall 100 feet down to the beach.
Exactly.
In a tin can and die a violent death. But, the Sunset Limited, man, look, if you have the time, I would highly recommend taking the train out west. It takes about, you leave New Orleans, I think the old time table was about, it's somewhere around, let's say around noon, to somewhere between noon and 3 o'clock, you leave New Orleans on a Wednesday. You will get to Los Angeles on a Friday morning at dark 30, about 7 a.m. or so.
In the
coming back is a different story now. They've changed the schedule.
In the to New Orleans, it should get there. I think scheduled 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sundays or whatever afternoon. It always comes in. It's scheduled to come in to New Iberia at 10:45 a.m. So you figure another 3 hours to get to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the train, riding that little train wreck right there. Michael Juan Nunez here on Dirty Rice. We are in the spring fundraiser edition. Please help support. Yeah, special edition. KRVS.org. Please check out the website, brand new redesigned website. You can pledge safely and securely online. And on Saturday evening, we would ask that you pledge online and not call in because the chances are we are stepping and fetching like our head is on fire and our tails are catching. So sometimes it's kind of hard to answer the phone on Saturday evening. Sometimes
get to some of the food before the volunteers get to it.
Yeah. I had a little brunch on Wednesday, and it wasn't much, and I think a lot of it's disappeared already.
Bill, I heard you play the Rondo Hatton CD Wednesday, and I have it here, so a recommended cut. You need to see the itinerary there.
Let me take
there.
A look at the, if I can decipher this. Let's try. Let's see. I know I played Pasa de Cascabel on Wednesday at noon. Let's just go with the number one track, okay. Pedal Pusher.
And there's not going to be any singing in this, right?
This is all instrumental.
All instrumental.
Baton Rouge Band, all instrumental Baton Rouge Band. Great for your luau's, backyard parties, tiki parties.
Tiki parties.
Tiki parties, yes.
Cool. Here we go. Put that pedal to the metal. Hi. And Bill, that's from their the brand new CD from Rondo Hatton.
Check your finer local record stores if you're interested in that, or they're on Facebook at Rondo, Facebook, whatever it is, / Rondo Hatton Band. I do know that much. I'm not one of, I'm sorry, folks, but I'm not a Facebook person.
Really? You don't have a Facebook?
No, I do not.
I have one, and I don't do anything with it. It's I just have it because somebody said, you need to get on Facebook, so I did, but I haven't ventured into putting comments or anything, whatever you do
I
with it.
I haven't either. It's a time
thing. Yeah, that's another
thing,
too.
I'm doing two radio shows and trying to keep up with work and things like that.
Plus a regular job.
Yes, the real job, as we call it. This is the fun job. Oh, some people say, I'm going to Lafayette on Saturday night. Oh, you're going to work? I went, no, I'm going to have fun, man.
Exactly. 482. Don't call. It's krvs.org. That's all you need to do, krvs.org. If you want to call in, wait till Monday when staff is here to answer phones and
that would be
fill
acceptable.
Out the forms.
482-5787. There's also a toll-free number, which is not at my...
Here you go, look.
I had it. And
there you go, 800...
Toll-free number. Write this down for when you decide to call in on Monday morning and make your pledge, even though the the Pledge Fest will be slightly over. We are ready to take your pledge anytime, any day of the year. The toll-free number is 800-892-6827. But please pledge online at krvs.org.
Yeah, go to our new website, see what you think about it.
Yes, yes. I'm still exploring it. I'm still looking for a couple of things on it. You can get all, you can get podcasts there. And I know the podcasts have been going up really quickly lately. Podcasts of all your locally produced shows like Dirty Rice here, Jamon, Zydeco Stomp, Zydeco et Passelé, Dimanche Matin. All the locally produced shows are on podcast at krvs.org. You can get all sort of information. You can get news, weather, the whole nine yards about what's happening in the local area.
Make a comment. Make a comment.
You can make comments. That's what I was looking for. I was looking for the guest book. I know it's there. It may not be activated. I don't think it was activated, but I cannot remember. I couldn't find it.
You know, if we play
it's
our
there, it's going to be there, though.
Cards, right. We can play a cut from Dr. John
and wrap the
show up in perfect time.
Yes.
Bill, if I don't talk to you again, but you going to be around for the next half hour?
Sure,
you have to get
not?
Back to Baton Rouge.
No.
Well, hang on, and we'll talk again. KRVS.org with some Dr. John. Dirty Rice. We'll be back.
Don't go away. We're going to be right back.
But do go to the website at krvs.org. It's Dirty Rice on KRVS on the campus of University of Louisiana Lafayette.
There's a lot to get down about in the world right now. Maybe that's why the music you hear on KRVS is more important than ever. During difficult times, being able to turn on the music you love is a welcome way to escape from the happenings of the day. At KRVS, we've heard from many of you echoing this sentiment. And with your help during this drive, we can continue to make sure that the music you value is right here where you expect it. With performances from old favorites and new surprise artists, there's always something to look forward to when you tune in to KRVS. Please take a moment during the spring fundraiser and give your support to KRVS by calling or giving online at krvs.org. KRVS.org, clicking on the Support KRVS button. And thanks.